Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better. Wake them up. Get them up. Get them going. It is Thursday on B&E. That means Buck Off Thursday. Buck Ons and Buck Offs. Who has earned a pat on the back from you? Who needs a kick in the rear? You decide. Today, each and every Thursday here on B&E, it's brought to you by Green Mountain Flower Company. We appreciate you being here live, local, and digital, bright and early, actually dark and early at 6:02 a.m. However you're finding us, hope you can ride with us all morning long, all day long, here on the Horn on 104.9, on 101.9 FM, AM 1260. And you know we're always streaming, as we say, live, local, and digital on the Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com on this Thursday, Mr. Godbolt.
Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas. Of course, all those that fight for us each and every day, thank you. Thank you so very much for the great job that you do. It is appreciated, and it's appreciated each and every day.
Certainly do. Certainly do. It's going to be a fun Thursday. A lot to dive into. Obviously, the NFL schedule released yesterday. Parts of it came out during the show yesterday, and we had some fun. We'll continue to analyze. I'll say this off the top. The Dallas Cowboys have an interesting schedule, but one that they should be able to manage, Mr. Godbolt. You know that the Cowboys teams that they will play in 2021 none of the eight teams the Cowboys will host at home at AT&T Stadium were above 500 in 2020. The road games in their division, not too bad. This year's Cowboys opponents, winning percentage, 452, strength of schedule last season.
Ooh.
Yeah. Only the Philadelphia Eagles is easier throughout the National Football League. Part of that's their own division because the Giants and Eagles and Washington football team, not very good last year. But this is a manageable schedule for the Dallas Cowboys, which we'll dive into. Probably not the case for the Houston Texans, but I want to get your highlights and your thoughts on the schedule release and what's going on in the National Football League. We'll take your buck-ons and buck-offs throughout the course of the morning and have some fun on this Thursday, which is going to be, boy, what a beautiful morning. What a beautiful day yesterday. It was cloudy in the morning. Temperatures reached the low 70s, but sun came out. That was a beautiful day yesterday.
Well, enjoy it, because as of Saturday, the forecast has seven straight days of rain, and some of those rain days,
come on, man,
are like in the 60 and 70 percentile. I mean, it's just, it's like you're kidding, right? But we know how things change around here. But lately, things have been very close to being kind of on the money. If you follow me, of course,
on the money.
Yeah, if you follow me, it's close. You know, it says rain way out in the forecast, but some of those days will be just cloudy, misty. They won't really be rain days, but they've got 7 days of it from Saturday on all the way till next Friday.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's going to be a rainy stretch. You're right about that, looking at the long-term forecast for sure. So, yeah, if you can
get
out.
And we can use every bit of it.
And it looks like for tomorrow we're going to be okay, because we're going to be live tomorrow out at Great Hills Country Club for the NFL Alumni Austin Chapter annual golf event. So we're going to be excited to be out there. We'll talk to our buddy Quan Cosby this morning and preview that event. Quan's going to be honored at that event tomorrow and this weekend, so we will talk to QC.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up this morning, we will talk with you, take your buck-ons and buck-offs as we get you going. Also, we're into the final week of the NBA's regular season. We've got Major League Baseball heating up, and a lot to get to here on a Buck-Off Thursday as we get you rolling here. Yeah, but beautiful day yesterday. We actually played our weekly Wednesday round of golf, and the sun came out. Man, it was dang near perfect yesterday.
It was. I know.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. We're ready to get the headlines, trending topics as we launch your Thursday morning. Let's hit it. Sinus and snoring specialists bring you the news. And yes, we'll start in the National Football League. League did release its full 17-game 2021 schedule last night with their schedule reveal event. It did include that the Dallas Cowboys, who will play in the very first game of the season, Thursday night, September 9, in Tampa, facing the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers. Tom Brady and the Bucs will raise the championship banner, then host the Cowboys to start the NFL season. Cowboys will travel to L.A. to face the L.A. Chargers in Week 2, so they open on a two-game road trip, then a three-game homestand for the Cowboys. Dallas will face the Vegas Raiders on Thanksgiving. Four of their final five games are against divisional opponents there in December. Will really turn their fate or decide their fate in that month. And all, Dallas faces only three teams with a winning record from a season ago. In Houston, meanwhile, the Texans open their season at home, facing Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, possibly Tim Tebow, and the Jacksonville Jags. And then it's a trip to Cleveland in Week 2 for Houston. Among the other highlights for Houston, they're going to face their former teammates, DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt, in a trip to Arizona on October the 24th. To the NBA last night, how about all three Texas teams in action last night? James Harden returned from his hamstring injury. 18 games he was on the shelf for the Brooklyn Nets. He returned to score 18 points last night, dished out 11 assists, helped Brooklyn pass the San Antonio Spurs 128-116. Dallas Mavericks rolled past New Orleans last night. Easy victory there. That eliminates the Pelicans from the playoffs. Also, the LA Lakers ripped the Rockets in a win last night. Major League Baseball, Houston Astros belted a season-high five long balls, home runs, and a 9-1 win over the LA Angels. They win that series 2 out of 3. Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Yuli Gurriel, Kyle Tucker, and Chaz McCormick all went deep as Houston took 2 of 3. They moved 3 games over .500. Rangers had the night off. They're going to open a 4-game Lone Star series in Houston tonight. That'll be the first meeting of the year between the Rangers and the Astros.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
You like that schedule? You like that incredible
you
splash?
You like that?
I love it. I love the splash schedule that's come out. They're really good games early.
Yeah, we talked a little bit yesterday because we got they actually, before the end of our show,
of course, they let it lose.
They let week one out. Week one, which obviously launches with the Cowboys and Buccaneers, which will lead to a lot of pomp and circumstance and the return of Dak Prescott from injury and Mike McCarthy year two, all that comes with America's team and the Cowboys. But obviously, the bigger story will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Absolutely.
Coming off a Super Bowl championship and returning all 22 starters, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and coming back to try to do it again.
Yeah, that's a team that I believe will be champions again, and I believe they'll be better this year. I said it last year when they were starting to get into their groove a little bit. I'm like, this is a group that hadn't really practiced together and done a lot together. Wait till next year. And I think you'll see that this year. I think they'll be a dominating team. I think they'll this may be one of those ones, Ed, if they can keep their focus, they can go after the Miami Dolphins in the undefeated season. That's how good
they are.
I know, and there are teams and it looks like there are a lot of teams that have gotten better and will get better with some of the great players that are coming into their fold this year. But this team is loaded. I mean, just loaded in all places. Plus, they add to the team. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a bold proclamation, but Tom Brady did say recently that he would trade 2 of his Super Bowls for a perfect season. Did you hear that when he said he'd
say? Yeah, oh yeah.
Because remember, they had a look at it. And when they lost to the New York Giants and trying to go 19-0 in the
and this guy means just that too.
Yeah, he said he's got what, 7 of them now.
Well, yeah, you can give up 2.
I'd give up two for a perfect season. I don't know. That is interesting. Now, I do think, as we've discussed, the NFC's a little weakened this year than compared. Because you do have the Aaron Rodgers soap opera in Green Bay. How that's going to play out? You have Drew Brees retiring in New Orleans.
How's that going to play out?
Yeah, how does that? What are they now? And even in their own division, you have Atlanta Falcons with a new coach. You've got, Carolina's still building. I mean, it just feels like, and obviously New Orleans now with no Drew Brees, it does feel like a weakened NFC. That they could make a big run, and it starts with the Dallas Cowboys on September the 9th. So we'll take your thoughts on that of how they get this thing rolling, and can they go? Golly, you're saying 19-0? Well, actually, it would be 20-0. Because it's a 17 game, that's a bold statement. Because they're adding a week, then you have your if they do that, they'd be the bye week. They would get 3 playoff games. All right,
they have those type of players when you look at this team, and it doesn't have to be a push on the defensive front by Tom Brady for these guys on defense. They're electric on defense. They're smothering on defense. And, you know, they played with a couple guys who were banged up. Even towards the end of the season, they played with banged up guys, still made it to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl.
They did.
I just think with practice and, you know, that camaraderie that they really didn't have last year and Tom Brady just walking in there, I think it'll be incredible. They'll be much better on offense, for sure.
Okay, more cohesive.
Yes.
More cohesive and everyone together for an entire offseason. We'll see. So we'll see. As we said, the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, you know, their schedule, the one thing that jumps out when you look at the Cowboys schedule to me, I mean, just before you actually dive into the numbers, and I mentioned it's a manageable schedule by what we saw, you know, from those teams last year. But the immediate thing that jumped out to me to the Cowboys schedule when you saw the full Monty is the tough road trips, right? You open with Tampa, and then you go to L.A. where the Chargers were not a good team last year at 7-9, but you expect them to be better this year, right?
Right.
With a new head coach and year two of Justin Herbert. So that's a tough little start. I mean, it's conceivable the Cowboys could be 0-2 to start the season. When you start at Tampa, who you think is going to be undefeated, and then
right.
a tough road trip to SoFi Stadium in L.A. to face, you know, the Chargers, that's not an easy matchup. And then you turn around. But then the Cowboys have to make hay in a three-game homestand where they play Carolina, the New York Giants, and Philadelphia, back-to-back-to-back. It's Philly, then Carolina, then New York. Those were three losing teams a year ago.
And playing Justin Herbert in game number two, we'll find out. Remember, as you always say, they got tape on you now. We got tape now. Let's see what you're all about now. And for the Dallas Cowboys, they should be a better team when it comes to running the football again. So I would say that's a split right there. I'll take that split.
Yeah. You think they go 1-1?
Yeah.
Okay. Then home to Philadelphia for a Monday Night Football game against the Eagles. That's the first huge divisional game.
Find out what your defense is about at home.
And then Carolina and New York. That's that three-game homestand, September 27th through October 10th.
Got to win 2 of 3.
Got to win all three of those. I think you got to win.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the, I mean, there were a lot of failings in Mike McCarthy's first year in Dallas.
Can't get beat by Philly.
Whatever you thought of Jason Garrett as a head coach for 10 years in Dallas, he won division games. He beat the teams in it.
Right.
He had a way over 500 record against the Eagles, the Giants, and the Washington football team. Last year, they were 2-6. Think about that. The Cowboys were 2-6 against those teams, and those weren't good teams.
No. Oh, no.
It was a historically bad division, and the Cowboys got swept by Washington in two games. And by the way, Washington appears to be better this year.
Oh, yeah.
They've added
pieces. You're right.
Their offensive line has improved. Their defense is salty. We'll see them. But so the Cowboys got to be better in 2-6 than you in your division, obviously.
Well, yeah, you win two of those three games. Even if you lose one, to Washington, you got another chance at them. But you can't let, even with Saquon Barkley coming back, you can't let the Giants.
Come on,
no.
At home,
no.
Carolina, Philadelphia, man. New York. That's got to be a homestand. You
want to win all three. If you get 2 of 3, you're still in good position.
And that's, I mean, to me, that's the where the.
Because Washington is going to be good.
I think they are going to be excellent. At least they're going to be sound, right? They're going to be a tough out. They're going to play great defense. They're going to be able to run the ball.
Their deal is who's going to be their quarterback.
Well, that's right. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick at this point. It's Ryan Fitzmagic. And that's, you know, if he gives them good quarterback play, I mean, Ron Rivera's teams aren't typically going to beat themselves.
No.
Cowboys like to beat themselves a year ago. That's fair to say. Well, so I think what stood out for me for the Cowboys is their road trips are tough. I mean, on paper, right? At Tampa, at the L.A. Chargers. That's a game that was a losing team a year ago. But as we just said, with Justin Herbert year two, could they be better? Then October 17th, after that three-game homestand, they go to New England to face Bill Belichick and the Patriots. That's never an easy trip, obviously. Then they have a bye week. They come out of the bye at Minnesota.
Which you'll know what Minnesota's all about by then. By that many games, you'll know if Kirk Cousins and do you like that? Are they any good? Is Dalvin Cook, is he healthy? Have they gotten better on defense with
sure.
all those different people they've had over the last 2 years? Are they now all together offensively and defensively? You'll find out by that
yeah,
by that time. You should know.
Yeah, that game
like
is
that?
On Halloween.
You like that?
I like
Halloween,
it.
And that's a Sunday night game.
Yes,
but you know, never easy to play in Minnesota. That's always a loud building. The crowds will be back this year, so you'll be playing in front of empty stadiums.
But if you're beating them, they'll roll over. You know what I mean?
We'll see. Mike Zimmer, former Cowboys assistant. That's never an easy trip.
Yeah, that dude's job is on the line this year, too, if he doesn't
so
get it
you're
done.
At Minnesota, which is never an easy road trip. Then you go to, after back-to-back home games with Denver and Atlanta, you go to Kansas City.
to face the Chiefs. That's Pat Mahomes. That's going to be a tough one. Mm-hmm. You go at New Orleans on a Thursday night in December, early December, whatever the Saints are, that's Sean Payton. Never an easy trip. Then at Washington, at the New York Giants, to wrap up how about that? The Cowboys' last game of the regular season will be January the 9th in this extended season.
Whew.
January 9th at Philadelphia. At Philadelphia, they wrap up against the Eagles and a divisional opponent. So
I don't like that those trips at the end either. Washington, even Arizona Cardinals.
No, they host Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, but still, I don't like that one. I don't like those three at the end.
Yeah, I mean, the home games to me appear easier than the road games, and the Cowboys were not good on the road last year. So the Cowboys weren't good at all last year,
no.
So we can probably dispel. I mean, any number you come up with is going to be not good for Dallas a year ago. But
and in their division, if they're 10-7 or 11-6, I mean, yeah,
it's so weird.
They win
see,
11, right?
Somebody says Cowboys 10-7 at best. It's just weird to see 17. I mean, it's going to have to get used to the numerology.
I was trying to add it up. I'm like, oh, 16? No, it's 17. They play now.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because when you see the black and white schedule, they play all the way until January 9th. I mean, we'll be deciding a national champion in college football, and they'll still be playing regular season games in the National Football League. And the Cowboys will be in Philadelphia to play the Eagles, which could be a fairly massive game, typically is, in the NFC East, or at least. But, yeah, tough road trips. Cowboys face Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes on the road this year. Justin Herbert.
Part of the losses.
You think so?
You
know,
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you chalk up? Can they beat New England in New England?
No.
Okay, well, that's three losses already that you're putting up on the road. They got swept by Washington a year ago. They got to go to Washington in addition to the home game.
They
got to
beat the New York Football Giants twice. That's not there's no split there. Do you know what I'm saying? They have to beat them.
Okay.
That shouldn't be a split. Is there a guy still the Football Giants? Is the former Dallas coach still the coordinator?
Jason Garrett.
He's still the offensive coordinator.
I believe he did not get fired.
No, and didn't get a gig. So. He didn't need a new head coaching
No, he didn't parlay that into a head coaching job.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Well, that'll Saquon Barkley. Things will be a little bit different there.
Hold on, guys.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, Mike McCarthy's first season, not good. Cowboys went 2-4 in the division. They were 2-6 on the road. They just have to be better. They have to be better in all phases.
I think they get a split with the Eagles, too, because the Heisman Trophy winner is going to go flying down the field against that secondary. Yeah, I don't feel all that good.
Okay.
But like I said, you've split with them. You split with the Washington football team, E. That means you beat the Giants twice.
Well, they have to be better than 2-4 in that division. I mean, that was of the sad commentaries for Dallas. That was pretty the saddest is that in the historically bad division.
Right.
They won just two games.
It's got to be the other way around.
Yeah, they got swept by Washington. They split with Philadelphia and the New York Giants.
Right.
Jason Garrett typically held his own and actually was good against the divisional opponent. So the schedule is out. Among the other highlights, we have obviously Tom Brady. He will be visiting the New England Patriots on October 3rd. That will be a headliner game, obviously. Some suggesting it's one of the biggest regular season games in NFL history with the return of Tom Brady to New England, Bill Belichick versus the team he led to so much success over 20 seasons. And there's a chance, Buck, by the way, if you add the numbers up, that when he gets to that game in New England on October the 3rd, that Tom Brady could be nearing the all-time passing yardage mark in NFL history for a quarterback. Like, think about that on a night where Tom Brady could become the all-time. I mean, he's already got every championship record that has ever been created. Then he could set that. So that's going to be a fun game.
Somebody said, how about them 5-12 Cowboys?
Ooh,
oh.
Ooh.
That will be Mike McCarthy cannot coach if that were to happen.
You think McCarthy is on thin ice when the season begins? Like if they start 0-2, because you remember last year at this time we were talking about the Houston Texans positively. You know, the Houston Texans we won't talk about much this morning because they're not good, but they played the first game of the year last year. The Houston Texans played Kansas City to start the season, much like the Cowboys are playing Tampa to start the season because the Texans were expected to be a pretty good team. Under Bill O'Brien, right? And they had traded DeAndre Hopkins, but they still had Deshaun Watson. They had come off a playoff run, and they were playing in Kansas City. But remember, last year at this time, we looked at the Texans' schedule and said, ooh, because they opened in Kansas City. Then they had to play Baltimore. I mean, and remember, the Texans started 0-4, and Bill O'Brien was fired. And you know, obviously, he didn't even last, you know, the first month of the season. He was out, changes made, and we know where they are now. It's a complete mess.
Yeah, I would say yes. If they start out 0-2 and they lose, that's why the Chargers, I put them down as a win for the Cowboys, because if they don't win that game, their coach, when they come back home, they better not lose three in a row.
And that's kind of my thought.
That would be over with then.
Yeah, if Dallas comes in, they're going to Tampa. They're going to be an underdog in that game.
Right.
You think they're going undefeated, the Buccaneers. So if you lose that game, then you go to L.A. to play the Chargers.
You better have won that game.
If you lose that and come home, and now you're playing Philadelphia on a Monday night.
And you lose, it's over for Mike McCarthy. He'll be fired in week 3.
There'll be people calling for Mike McCarthy to be fired, much like Bill O'Brien a year ago.
Right. If they're 0-3, they're not only going to call for it. I think Jerry Jones that Monday is going to say, we have a new coach. We're going to have an interim coach who's right down the hallway again.
Who?
I don't know. Anybody on that staff. You know how he is. He'll just grab somebody from the staff that's no good and make them the interim coach for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I mean, because I do think McCarthy, whatever Jerry Jones says, because I heard bells. But last year was just such a poor performance coaching-wise.
Yeah, he can't have an 0-3 start. Yeah, and sure. One of them is at your house, no.
Yeah, agreed. Because
within your division, no, we can't. That can't happen.
And that's what happened in Houston last year. There was optimism. You know, people were excited, and they started with losses to Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. Remember, they had those three teams to start the year. Then they came back home and hosted Minnesota, lost to the Vikings, and Bill O'Brien was canned. That's it. See you, Bill. And they turned around and beat Jacksonville. We know they went on to a miserable season. But I don't know. We'll see. But so,
what do we got for Baker moneymaker schedule?
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you know my long shot of go ahead and throw some cash down that they get to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, they open in Kansas City. We know that it's part of that Week 1 schedule, which is tremendous. Dallas and Tampa on Thursday night, but the late afternoon game 3:25, Cleveland at Kansas City. Baker and Patrick Mahomes, the Big 12 quarterbacks.
Giving Kansas City a slight favorite on that. A slight favorite.
It was a hell of a playoff game a year ago.
Yes.
And they'll do the rematch. Then they get Houston, and then they get the Bears. Then they go to Minnesota. So your Browns are...
I'm looking at it.
I'm looking at 3-1. I think you're looking at 3-1.
Yeah.
If they can somehow steal that Kansas City game, they'd be off to a great start. We'll have a look at the highlights of the schedule. We'll talk about the other big stories of the morning. The Buck-ons and the Buck-offs, we got to have them. Who has earned a pat on the back? Who has earned a kick in the hindquarters? You decide. Every Thursday, it's brought to you by Green Mountain Flower Company. Also, Craig Way has a Craig Way report coming up. We've got your B&E fact of the day. We're having fun talking football. B&E on a Thursday. Well, I'm sailing.
Yeah. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a Thursday on B&E. Glad you are with us this 13th of May. Bucky predicting a perfect season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers already. Looking at the schedule. Perfect season. 17-0 into the playoffs. You know, they won their final 8 games of last year, if memory serves. Remember, their last loss came to the Kansas City Chiefs week 12 of last year in late November. But they swept their, and they got into their bye week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did for Tom Brady. Got some things sorted out, came out of the bye week, and you know, won the rest of their regular season games into the playoffs and swept the playoffs, obviously, 4 straight. So they enter the season on an 8-game win streak and a championship, and they'll play the Dallas Cowboys to start that season. Several people mentioned on the text line, and we appreciate all the texts here on the show of the people, 512-337-3776, said I heard the Cowboys have the third easiest schedule in the league. And that is true based on last year's winning percentage as far as the opponents that they play. The opponents the Cowboys have for their 17 games had a 0.452 winning percentage, so under 500. But, you know, to me, whenever I hear that, that's kind of, we know how the NFL is, right? It fluctuates. It's up and down.
Right.
Teams who were bad a year ago all of a sudden are good. Teams who were good all of a sudden are bad based on injuries and, you know, just the way the league works.
Yeah, that's why the Chargers game is so important to the Dallas Cowboys.
It is. You're right about that.
Week number 2, because, you know, by week 5, if it doesn't happen, or week 4, Dan Quinn will be another head coach there, or Sean Lee. Well, hey, Sean Lee will be there by week five.
Well, think about it. Sean Lee. You got Sean Lee as the head coach.
Well, he likes his guys, you know what I mean?
Dan Quinn would be up for it first in the defensive coordinator. He's got fired in Atlanta.
Okay.
I think he'd be up. Well, I mean, to the point of the texters about the Cowboys, they play Tampa to start, but then the next, let me count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Next eight games are against teams who were bad teams a year ago. Not playoff teams under 500. I mean, when you start playing Chargers, Eagles, Panthers, Giants, Patriots, Vikings, Broncos, Falcons, those were all bad teams a year ago. And, and by the way, so were the Cowboys. So let's put that in there, too. Cowboys were under 500.
Right.
But if you feel like healthy offensive line, improved defense, Dak Prescott back, if you take all that and send Mike McCarthy with his feet under him in year two, if you do think you're going to be a better team, then you should make a run during that stretch. That 8 games after Tampa, you should go 5-3. You should go, you know.
I agree.
You know.
All the way to New England, which is a toss-up.
Because it's 6-2 even.
Well, yeah, because it's at New England. That's the only reason. If you're playing them at home, I think you should win that game. If you play them in New England, by that time, either we'll know an awful lot about New England at that time, who the quarterback really is, and, you know, another year, maybe Cam is a little bit better. But we'll know a lot by week 6.
I think you're really right on about that Chargers game week 2.
Gotta win.
I don't want to say it's a turning point kind of game, but when you look at the schedule, it's favorable. You should be good at home this year. The home, because your road games are tougher than your home. I mean, that's the one thing I would say about the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's one you can't lose on the road. You have to beat that team.
Yeah, SoFi Stadium.
Still a young quarterback.
You'll have more fans there than they will.
Thank you.
I mean, in L.A., I mean, because you're going to have your training camp, I believe, out in Los Angeles this year, north of Los Angeles. Chargers don't have a fan base at all in that brand new, at least this year in that Butte. Remember, the Cowboys opened that stadium a year ago when they played the L.A. Rams in their first game on a Sunday night, lost that game in Mike McCarthy's debut.
Right.
And there were no fans. It was empty. This year, you'll have more fans than the Chargers will.
Oh, my God. In Tampa Bay, you don't think they're going to have fans there?
Oh,
the defending Super Bowl?
Tampa,
and you don't think they're going to try to prove a point with the Dallas Cowboys?
With the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll
But you can't lose the second game. You can't lose to the Chargers.
Can't be 0-2.
I don't care how good their quarterback is going to be in year number two. You can't go on the road and lose to that group and then come back home. No.
No.
And if you lose game three to a rival in division and that in your division and you lose and you're 0-3 to the Eagles,
yeah.
Then Jerry's looking. Jerry's looking down the hall. He's making phone calls.
Eagles, Panthers, Giants is that quick little homestand after the two roads.
And you can win all of those.
Sure you can. That's what I said. After the Bucs, everybody you play was under 500 to way under 500 a year ago. And, gosh, I mean, how many different coaching changes there are in there? You know, with Denver, Atlanta, I mean, those are teams you should beat, especially the home games. But Cowboys schedule, interesting. The NFL schedule, always intriguing to get a first look at it and where we're headed in 120-some-odd days to start the pro football season. We also have the final week of the regular season in the NBA on tap, which means this time next week we'll be talking about NBA playoffs, NBA play-in tournament, the games that actually matter in the NBA. And so we're getting to some of those. We did see James Harden return last night for the Brooklyn Nets. They beat up on the Spurs, won that game. You know, Lakers are trying to play themselves out of that play-in tournament. Zay, what are our headlines as we hit the final weekend of the regular season in the NBA? Mavericks are in. Spurs are fighting to get in. Brooklyn Nets getting James Harden back. What stands out to you in this final, you know, four-day stretch?
Well, it's pretty interesting, fellas, because at the end of the day, basketball is all about matchups. And, E, you mentioned how the Lakers are trying to get out of the play-in game, but if I was a Lakers fan, I would take the play-in game, because if you were to get out the play-in game, that means you would be a sixth seed, which means you would have to play the Los Angeles Clippers first round. And when you don't have a healthy LeBron or Anthony Davis, well, at least not at 100%, you probably don't want to take on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard for your first round matchup. So I think they would be more favored if, you know, they end up getting the seventh seed and winning their play-in game and then, you know, facing against a Phoenix Suns team or maybe even the Utah Jazz team if they keep on, you know, falling off. So, You know, Donovan Mitchell, he's still hurt. He's not supposed to play until the playoffs start, so that's troubling for the Utah Jazz. And then, again, the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker and Chris Paul are great and all, but they're still not Kawhi Leonard and Paul George at the end of the day. So the Lakers, they're probably sitting pretty at, you know, the seventh seed.
Okay. So we'll follow that. What do we make of Brooklyn in the East? You know, the East is kind of an interesting spot. With James Harden returning, Kevin Durant will be back. Are the Brooklyn Nets the favorite in the East for you still?
Yeah, they should be.
I think so.
The Milwaukee Bucks, man, they're a good team too. And obviously you can't count out the number one seed, Bucky's Philadelphia 76ers, because they look good also. But yeah, it's all about, you know, how healthy is Kyrie? He just got hit in the face, so he's missed a game or so.
Uh-oh.
Durant, we always know about his knee problems and ankle problems with the Achilles injury. And James Harden just came back yesterday, and he looked good. But at the end of the day, all those guys have been in and out the lineup. I want to say they've only played seven games together total. So, you know.
Seven?
Yeah. You
got to have,
some type of chemistry and camaraderie when it comes to basketball at the end of the day. But when you have superstars like that, you could get away with a lot.
All right. NBA hitting its crescendo. And as this text says, yeah, NBA needs to hurry up and be over. It's terrible. Terrible, the NBA. Well, it has not been a great regular season. I think that's fair to say. I thought the bubble last summer was fun, but the NBA regular season has been pretty ho-hum. You have these potential really good teams that can't get everybody on the floor together. The injuries have been the lead story, whether it's LeBron or Anthony Davis or the Nets guys, or, you know, Durant, obviously. You know, Jamal Murray in Denver, that's, you know, injuries have been the biggest story in the NBA this year, without a doubt. So we'll follow that to its finale. But I'm intrigued back to the NFL, Buck, about this idea that Tom Brady, his return to New England, October the 3rd, this is a huge game. Obviously, Tom Brady, 20 years with Bill Belichick. Their first matchup head-to-head will be October 3rd. And Brady is currently 1,154 passing yards behind Drew Brees for the NFL's all-time career record. And obviously Drew Brees is – those guys have gone kind of, you know, Drew Brees now retired.
That was like week to week.
Yeah, they would go back and forth on their touchdowns. And, you know, Brady was chasing Brees on this. So Brees isn't going to be able to add to that.
No.
So it means that if Brady throws for 289 yards per game in the first four games of the regular season – he will, or week three, first three games, he'll head to New England with a chance to break that record in New England in front of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots. What a storyline that is.
Well, he'll have half of 1,000 against the Cowboys in that secondary. believe me.
You may get 500?
Oh, he may get 500 against that group.
That is true.
With those receivers that he has.
That is true.
And in a full season, a full you know, summer to work with those guys now, and not with the COVID stuff going around. Hell, those guys will have 500 that day.
Well, and obviously with a healthy season, you know, Tom Brady can set that mark and, you know, shatter that mark and set it for all time, right? Because Drew Brees retired with 80,358 passing yards. That's it for his career, and he's done. Brady.
Yeah, and towards the end of the season, Mike Evans was banged up, and that guy's going to be healthy. Come on.
Yes. AB,
a full season with that guy?
Well, Chris Godwin is still there.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they Rob Gronkowski and Cameron Brate, the tight ends, are still there. You know, they've got running backs and Ronald Jones. I mean, they're really good. But that will be incredible to see that game. And the question for New England is, you know,
who are they going to be?
Yeah, I think that's
who
really
will they
an
be,
intriguing
really?
Part of the 2021 football season. You know, Bill Belichick during a forgettable last season.
Yeah, are they going to be middle of the pack in their own division? Yeah, I mean, where are they going to be? Miami's going to be better.
Well, New England will be better. I don't think there's – I mean, you don't go out and spend the money they spent in free agency.
And to get the guys back that they get back, the players. Because
I think they added some good pieces. I think getting, you know, Matthew Judon away from Baltimore as a pass rusher is a really good player, on top of the fact that they get all of their COVID – opt-outs back on defense.
Yeah, you're right.
Dante Hightower and wow. Patrick Chung in the secondary.
And their cornerback, is he back? Is
Stephon Gilmore still there, yeah.
Wow.
Stephon Gilmore. And then on offense, they added two brand-new tight ends in Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. They added three new receivers. They added, you know, rebuilt their offensive line. So, you know, whether it's Cam Newton or Mac Jones, if they get quarterback play, they will be improved.
You're right.
There is, and Bill Belichick can still coach football. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So that is an intriguing matchup. October 3rd, Tom Brady could set the all-time passing mark. One of the things to look forward to in the 2021 football season. Dallas Cowboys high on the list as well as we get this thing rolling on a Thursday morning. Buck ons and Buck offs.
And you know my interest now, you know how excited I am about, I've never been a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, but now I'm excited about it because I'm excited about the running back. My call for rookie of the year.
Little
Franco Harris. I think he'll make a huge difference.
Little Franco Harris.
Yeah.
So now we're going to be calling him Little Franco.
I mean, he's bigger than Franco probably. Except for Franco would run out of bounds towards the end of his career. He didn't want any contact. That big dude didn't want any contact. I don't mind you getting a first down and sliding inside, but that guy ran to the sideline to his coach like every play.
Chuck Knoll. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, come here. Come over here, Franco.
This says, don't forget an OJ, healthy O.J. Howard back for the Buccaneers, too.
Damn.
The former Alabama.
That group is loaded.
You're saying 17-0. Well, I mean, into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be so much. They were on fire at the end of the season last year.
Eight in a row.
And the defense was ridiculous. How about a full season? I mean, how about a full togetherness deal with that group?
Well,
those linebackers are back, and they're the kind of linebackers I don't believe that will say, you know what, we got a Super Bowl ring. Let's just look at it all season long. I think that's a group that wants to get that would love to get another. Then well, you got Tom Brady because you don't know how long you're going to have that guy.
I think it's fair to say they'll be 2-0 because they'll play Dallas, and they'll be heavily favored over the Cowboys on a Thursday night, and then they'll play Atlanta at home to start the season. The Falcons with a new head coach. Then they go to the Rams. That'll be that New England game is preceded by a game with the Rams at Los Angeles, and the Rams with Matthew Stafford now are seen to be. I mean, there's some power polls that have the Rams as the second best team in the NFC with the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay. You know,
I know a lot of people don't like Matt Stafford. I think that guy's a warrior. I think he's been a warrior as a quarterback for a lot of years. He's been in Detroit. I mean, Detroit.
Detroit is the team.
And he plays hurt all the time, and he gets hurt all the time because of them.
You know, Detroit is famous for being the franchise where great, all-time great players retire
and get out of there as quick as
it. So bad.
And he's been there forever.
Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. It sucks so bad, we're just going to retire. You know, that's great. And the Rams now have Matthew Stafford. So that's interesting because would you right now, just on paper, because we're May 13th, Would you insert the Rams as the second best team and the top contender to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC? I mean, your options are Green Bay, Seattle, and then the LA Rams.
I would say the Rams.
I do. I think so. With a healthy Matt Stafford and a better offense, with that defense,
I don't like questionable quarterback play. Like Aaron Rodgers still wondering if he's going to, can I get to California? I don't write, you know, there's Russell Wilson. You don't know. He doesn't want to be in Seattle any longer. Are they going to be any better in Seattle this year? Are they going to run bootleg action plays the entire season where everybody knows he's going to boot out, you know? And how long can Russell Wilson be that guy on a not-so-good team? Just can't keep doing it. He needs help.
Yeah, so I'm going to put Rams as team number two in the NFC. Team number two right now on paper.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden there's a transition in New Orleans. That's really weird because for all these years, for the last 5 or 6 years, it's been New Orleans is right there. They're right there. They're right there. And now,
You cannot say much about the Saints until you see what the quarterback play looks like.
Right.
They could be a totally different team. They still have a lot of good players.
Quarterback system.
Though. And by the way, to your prediction of a perfect season for the Buccaneers, their road games this year, you always got to look at the road games because road games are, you know, home games are one thing. Their road games are at the Jets, at the Panthers, at the Falcons, at the Colts, at Washington, New Orleans, Philadelphia, New England, and the Rams.
I'll take that.
And the Rams and New England are early.
I'll take that.
That's a favorable schedule for them.
Yes.
Their toughest road game outside of the trip to the Rams and trip to the Patriots, I would point is at Washington or at Indianapolis.
Yeah, the Washington defense.
For Tom Brady and company. All right, we'll come back. We'll parse through the NFL schedule throughout the morning. We'll hand out buck-ons and buck-offs. We'll also get to your B&E fact of the day before the top of this hour on a Thursday. First, it's Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, you got to say Buck on a Thursday to May the 13th, which happens to be National Top Gun Day. Yeah, National Top Gun Day. So throw on your aviator sunglasses, grab your volleyball, your...
I think it's Trey Allen immediately.
Fighter jacket.
Say that.
National Top Gun Day, the 1986 classic.
Tight shorts and patting guys on the ass.
Maverick. By the way, the I had to look it up, but the new one, you know, they're making a, they made a Top Gun 2. It's called Top Gun Maverick with old Tom Cruise back in.
Is Tom Cruise going to be running somewhere?
He will be running.
Okay, he will be
running. Probably playing volleyball. And that doesn't even come out till November. Like, what are we doing? We're coming out of COVID. That should be the summer blockbuster.
Absolutely. Come
Shouldn't
on,
it?
Mav, Goose.
Isn't that movie in the can somewhere? It's done.
Should
They're
be.
Not still filming it, are they? Because I'm worried because, you know, Tom Cruise is in that. His love interest in the new one apparently is Jennifer Connelly, the lovely and talented Jennifer Connelly.
Okay.
Miles Teller is in it as another one of the young pilot. John Hamm, the former Longhorn, is in it. But then Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer's back.
Was he playing Dracula, Count Dracula?
Yeah, because John, you know, Val's not looking good these days.
If there's a new Dracula movie coming out, he needs to be Count Dracula for sure.
Because, you know, Val Kilmer was a stud back in the day.
Yes, he was.
Doc Holliday and Tombstone.
The Saint.
The Saint. But if you've seen Val lately.
What happened?
He's looking rough, bro. I mean, he's not aging like Tom Cruise. Like, Tom Cruise is, you know, doing his thing on the, you know.
Jack Reacher?
Yeah, he still looks young. He's like he's on the Tom Brady plan of how you stay young. I don't know what that is. HGH.
Yeah, he can leave his shirt on.
Scientology
some
or whatever
things,
he does.
But yeah.
But my man Val Kilmer, dude, he doesn't look at it. There's some. He doesn't look like a fighter pilot. He looks like
I'm Count Dracula.
Terrible Val. But yeah, that movie will come out. That National Top Gun Day. It's also National Cocktail Day.
I will not go to the theater for this one though.
No.
Speaking of the
Will you ever go back to the theater again?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. That's a great date night. Yeah, eventually I'm going to go back to the theater. Maybe Hellboy 6 will be out by then.
It's amazing. I know it's not even something how your habits will change. Now, we didn't go to the movies a lot in the past, but it's almost like it's off your radar. If there's a movie coming out, you're going to like watch it at your house.
Yeah, but now they do food and wine, you know, get a few in my wife, you know what I'm saying?
Get a few
glasses
what?
Of wine.
What in your wife?
A few glasses of wine.
Glasses of wine.
Yeah. That's a date night. That's a nice date night. Movies is always going to be there once you can go back. I'm just not going there if there's still shields up and things like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you want it to be back to normal.
Right.
Back to normal.
Somebody said, how can I defend Russell Wilson and not Aaron Rodgers by not having, I think Aaron Rodgers has more players on his team than Russell Wilson has. He's got more, I think he has more weapons. I know, you know, the two wide receivers that Russell has had. I mean, one's just getting into it, the speed monster, the big monster, and he's got a consistent wide out. But Aaron Rodgers has a lot of – Aaron Rodgers is right there. You know what I'm saying? I think he has more players, running backs, wide receivers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of
It's a better team.
Chris Carson is there at running
and it's
back.
It is a better team.
I think talent, for player, for player, Packers and – Packers
Similar.
And Seahawks are pretty even, I would guess. I mean, I would, you know.
I'll give the edge to the Packers.
Yeah, probably because of the wide receiver, Devontae Adams. He's probably the best receiver
My
in the
goodness,
league.
That's right.
But I think DK Metcalf has a chance to be in that.
But he's not there yet. He's,
no,
not,
he's
there
not
yet.
Well, both are having their issues with their team. You know, the team I left out when we were talking about the NFC and the power rankings of the NFC would be the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
And that's.
It's all about
of,
health.
Because they're kind of a wild card to me. What are they? If Jimmy G's healthy and they're healthy, they're going to be good. But if they're breaking in Trey Lance as a rookie at quarterback, I would still lean to the Rams as the second best team behind Tampa Bay at this point. But it's between the Niners, Packers, and Rams as far as the next team after Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys would like to be in that conversation, but are they? No. So they show us something. Several people let me know that Val Kilmer has health issues contributing to his issues. So there you go.
All right.
We're rooting for Val. I'm a big Val Kilmer fan. Doc Holliday, one of my favorite characters of all time
in movies. Oh, my goodness,
yes. All right. Let's get to your B&E fact of the day.
B
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
All right, we'll do this on National Top Gun Day. When the movie came out in 1986, how much did it cost to make Top Gun? And then how much has it made as a movie over its decades run? Still a cult classic. The Great Top Gun. How much did it cost to make? What was the budget? And how much has it made? We'll have the answer to that on the other side on this Buck Off, Buck On Thursday, live, local, and digital, streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.